Open Windows, September the 15th. He loved them unto the uttermost. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Romans 12, verses 9 and 10. Jesus loved them to the uttermost. And I think in that statement, there is the most wonderful thing that can ever come into this world. Jesus had had a lot of trouble with those men. Oh, they had often misunderstood him. They'd often disappointed him. They were really a very poor lot of men. He knew what a poor lot of men they were, but he loved them to the uttermost. That is the first thing about this love. It is not offended by failures. He does not withdraw his love because we make mistakes. We may often disappoint him. We may often fail him. We may often grieve his heart. But he goes on loving us. He loves us to the uttermost, right to the end. He is not offended by our failures. That is a very different kind of love from our love. That is God's love in Christ. You know, it is so easy to talk about love, to pretend to love, to use the language of love, to sing hymns about love, and all that, and it can all be sentimental. Perhaps we know people who have told us that they love us, but very often they are the very people who have hurt us the most. Now, the love of Jesus was not sentimental, it was practical. He did not go in with his disciples and say, "Brothers, I do love you very much." He showed that he loved them by what he did for them. It was not sentimental love, it was a practical love. And this is the love with which he loved them unto the uttermost. These things which characterize the love of Christ for his own ought to characterize us in love for others. This is why the Holy Spirit has come. So that as he loved us to the uttermost, so ought we to love one another.